You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM. And as I ask you each and every time we come on air, go to your telephone, invite family members and friends that live in our broadcast area of southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, and invite them to tune in on the radio. If they don't live close by, give them a call and ask them to check us out on the internet by going to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link. I also want to remind you about American Workers Radio that you can get on your app. All you have to do is go to the App Store, check out Buy American, click on Buy American, and you'll be able to click on to American Workers Radio. Well, this has been a very interesting week, and I'm expecting that we'll be hearing from a guest today. But I want to thank the very good people that do join us each and every week for all of their unbelievable participation in a movement that has had very, very good success. When you look at all that's taking place in America, you can say definitely that Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store, Larkin Connolly, small business advocate and SCORE mentor, Rich Logis, principal of RJL Technology Integration, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky, along with myself, have certainly done their very best to bring this message to the people in a very positive manner. There's so many things going on. I'm going to ask you also if you would take a few minutes and check out the front page of our internet site. You'll find many links on there that are very interesting. And as you know, this year, our major campaign theme was Support the American Made Label. And that's really an important theme because everybody has to do that if we want to grow in America. We've had some very good success reports in the last 6 months, and we're going to be discussing that in the next few weeks. But I hope today that we'll be able to sit back, relax, and hear some of the good things that have been happening in America. And when I say good things, I'm hoping we're going to hear some good things. But every year, we promote good things on this broadcast, and I'm asking you to make sure everywhere you go, just as I meet people in my travels, giving them flyers with the faces of Larkin Connolly, myself, Rich Logis, and Mark Andel, I give those flyers out and I ask people to support our radio broadcast. Some people say, I do listen in, I understand your message. Some people told me that they've been to Mark Andel's store. They understand what it's all about. They're really proud of what he's done. And this week we also had a very nice message come out from Mark. He appeared on another broadcast. And I'm going to start off today by asking Mark to tell us a little bit about that broadcast.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? And welcome everybody and our listeners. Mike, been crazy times again, but for the good. Yeah, we've been we were blessed with that broadcast, a podcast with Scott Paul, who runs the Alliance of American Manufacturing out of Washington D.C. There's another podcast. We had to do it in two parts, but I thought that was one of the better interviews we've ever done. And Scott did his homework. Scott's part of the American Made movie, of course. Also appeared in it. But a lot of the steel mills across, well, all the steel mills are responsible to pay a percentage of on their tonnage of steel bought to fund Scott to be in Washington. It's not paid by a tax dollar, which is pretty neat, too, Mike. But, yeah, Scott did an awesome interview telling our story and why and really understands how far we came in the 7 years. We're also at the Erie County Fair with a Made in America booth and General Welding booth. But you get a million people. We're on day number 8 now. It's a 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock day. And it's really nice to hear veterans from Florida, veterans coming from around the country or just people thanking us and the respect that we're getting. And I'll tell you, Made in America is getting a lot of traction, guys. Really exciting times. I hope you have your guest on, Mike, later to review the Made in America Act, and if it becomes a law. It's just common sense to do what we all do, and I think I'd like to thank you, Mike, for having this show and having us on every week, and continue to push this forward, because people that care and do their part are going to make the difference.
Well, we are going to have to get Scott Paul's broadcasts on linked on our broadcast so we can continue to spread the word. But, Mark, as everyone listening knows, during our August the 9th broadcast, Mark spoke about Erie County, New York legislator from District 8, Ted Morton, who introduced the Made in America Act there for Erie County, New York. Well, today, Mark, I'm pleased to say that we have that special guest, that legislator, Ted Morton, with us. And since he is from your area, Mark, I'm going to ask you to introduce him. And then I'm going to ask Larkin and Rich Logis to welcome him to the show.
Yeah, I'm pleased to introduce Ted Morton, who is an Erie County legislator, and I'm in Erie County with my General Welding and Fabricating and my Made in America stores. And we have a great county. And, you know, Ted brought up the Made in America request to make buying American for towns in the county to become a law. So I'd like to welcome Mr. Ted Morton on our show, please.
Welcome, Mr. Morton.
Hello there.
Hello, Ted.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Well, Ted, how about tell us a little bit about your experience there in the legislature?
Well, I've served now for 3.5 years. And during that time, I represent three towns, town of Cheektowaga, Lancaster, and Alden. And I've gotten to know lots of people, lots of businesses, and I've worked with the three chamber of commerces in each of those towns. And, you know, something that kind of hit home over that period, and I'm sure a lot of chambers are like this, where they encourage their members to buy local, okay, support each other. So I've seen it and heard that repeatedly. I've gone out to see scores and scores of local businessmen and women, oftentimes second, third generation family businesses that are just world class in their endeavors. And I've seen how hard they work, how great they work. I mean, this area is such a great manufacturing community. So between at the local level, again, hearing buy local, and then, of course, since January 20th, having a president that is really emphasizing bringing back jobs to America, bringing back manufacturer jobs. It just occurred to me that's something we should be doing at the county level, making sure every possible purchase that we can in Erie County, whether it's a manufactured item or a service, comes from fellow Americans. So, like I said, it's been a combination of a few things, but that's basically the road that I've taken here in the last several months.
Well, that is a very good road. And I'll tell you one thing. This is the kind of movement we have to get in all the legislatures across America. I know for a fact that 2 years ago, Representative John Carney, have you heard of him from Delaware?
No, I haven't.
He proposed such an act in the Congress, and of course it went nowhere. Representative Carney is now governor of the state of Delaware, and his experience was that the members of Congress just pushed it aside and didn't want to do anything because I guess they had too many friends that were exporters or importers or whatever, and they didn't want to, you know, shake the tree, so to speak, and
right,
sort of dictate. Now, can you give us, before I go to Larkin Conley, who I know is dying to speak to you, can you give us some details on what the Made in America Act would do for the people there in Erie County?
Well, again, it basically stipulates that any county, Erie County purchase of greater than $10,000 would have to be made in America, or the service provided would have to be made, you know, provided by Americans. So the emphasis is not specifically on Erie County, and this is why, as you had brought up, that hopefully this passes in November, because ultimately what happens here is that the citizens of Erie County hopefully will be given a chance to vote on it in November. And if it does pass, I would hope something similar to this spreads across America, because if we are buying American products in other counties or other states, I would hope it would be reciprocated with our many manufacturers here in Erie County that send products all over, you know, America.
And Ted, I just want to tell you a little bit about our story, and I know Sue reached out to you, and we've got to meet soon. So my story, you know, 7 years ago, I lost half my business to China. I had 70 employees and 18 family members and three guys I went to kindergarten, had started as a Rector cassette kid and built my business from Mark Small Engine Welding to General Welding and Fabricating, having four plants in Western New York. Lost a major account. We had shipped six regional support centers across the country. Lost it pretty well overnight, 07, 08, to China directly. They had said they were manufacturing in Florida, but that was China to Florida, and then wiped me out. Then a recession hit, and I had to lay off 40 of my employees. You know, opening the Made in America store from the worst time of my life is what it's all about. And I said, for country, soldier, American worker, and people that work with their skilled, you know, hands. And since that day, 7 years ago, we got 7,000 products. We support 486 privately owned American businesses, not one publicly traded. We've had 700 buses we'll hit this fall from all around the country and world. Been blessed with a ton of media. But, you know, having that said, we believe in the same things. And I want to just compliment you for having the guts. And when I opened April 3rd, 2010, between Good Friday and Easter, with family backing and everybody thinking I'm crazy to make a statement for our country, I gave them hope, and you give us hope. When I seen this last week, and I'm known around the country, we've done a lot, we've got to hook up. We're going to take this and make it law. I mean, I want you to have, you got the show behind us, we got all our friends and around, we've got a lot of support for you that we want to offer you. But thank you for taking initiative. Out of my 7,000 products, I don't have one that plugs in or one that takes a battery in the United States of America that's built. And we do our homework. Every product we have in our store is 100%. So I do military projects. Everyone follows the same certification program. So I just want to tell you, you know, hats off, because I took a shot. I did it from the heart, for the country, for livelihoods, for no other reasons. And thank you for doing what you're doing, because this is unbelievable. If it becomes law, then Erie County is going to be that one in the can that we've got.
Well, Mr. Morton, I'll tell you one thing. If this thing passes, now, you said something, it would go to the people. Does that mean once it passes in the legislature, it then goes on a referendum for the people to decide?
Well, it's actually a four-step process. The first step has already taken place. We had a public hearing last week, and this Friday, we're having a special session downtown in order to vote on it. And there are 11 of us legislators, and I would hope it passes unanimously. I'm confident it's going to pass, but I would hope it passes unanimously. And then from there, it goes to our county executive, who, for it to go further, he has to sign off on it. So if he, for some reason, does not, then we would need 8 out of the 11 to override his veto. So it is something that, as long as we get at least 8 votes on Friday, it will pass. And then it would go, again, a referendum to the people of Erie County on Election Day in November. They have the ultimate say, because we are changing the county charter, and that's something that the citizens of Erie County would have to vote on.
Ted, you're one of my heroes. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I love the referendum deal especially. And I know that with Mark up there and all the people up in Chittawaga, that you get them all on board, because they will press for those 8 votes that you need.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask Larkin Connolly, who is a business advocate and mentor for SCORE, to welcome our guest, legislator Ted Morton from Erie County.
Good morning, Michael. How are you? Mark, Rich, Henry, the crew, and also to our regular listeners and to our part-time listeners, good morning. Ted Morton, welcome to our microphone. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
I am a small business advocate. I think big business is important to the country, but I also think that the backbone of this country is its small businesses. And I was wondering why $10,000? Why wasn't it set up so that any purchase made at all that can be, if your committee wants to have box lunches, if you want to buy uniforms for uniform shirts for all of your members, whatever it might be. This is what really strikes at the heart of America and the heart of small businesses. So I was wondering, why the $10,000? Why not, if it's made in America, if it's made locally, we buy it?
Well,
without the $10,000.
Right, that's a great question. I mean, the budget of Erie County, New York, is about $1.6 billion a year. So we do a massive amount of purchasing, and the thought was, we couldn't micromanage every single purchase. It would have been too costly, at least at this point. So we came up with that $10,000 figure as a practical starting point. And obviously, if this passes, and hopefully it goes across the country, we can revisit it in the future to eliminate, that floor. But right now it was just done for practical purposes.
I will say that certainly no Erie County committee or entity is going to send for box lunches in China. So I understand your choices there are limited. But I'm hoping that people don't pay attention to that $10,000 and that the spirit of we support each other, we support our small businesses, we support our restaurants, everything, soup to nuts, all of the small businesses in Erie County need to be supported, including, by the way, my new level of excitement for the American farmers. Erie County has a lot of farmers.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Morton, I want you to know this, too. I'm so glad you're here with us today. It's an honor that we've come up with a program on our broadcast about 3 years ago. It's called National Small Business Weekend, which is the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. The reason that came about is, as I went walking in the communities very often, people would say, well, you're promoting Small Business Saturday, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, but that's only one day, and that's run by a particular credit card company. Why don't you do something more? So we came up with the idea of National Small Business Weekend, and it is the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. I hope you would join our effort with that, too. That would be really something that would be positive because you're supporting businesses, and like some of our local businesses, do things like give you a baker's dozen or something, or if you buy two pizzas, you get a soda, big soda free, if you mention National Small Business Weekend, something to get the people more involved supporting their businesses out there in the local communities.
No, that sounds like a great idea, and I'm definitely going to have to reach out to the Chamber of Commerce executives in my area to see, if they're participating and what we can possibly do at the county level to, to advertise it more. But that's a great idea.
Very good. Thank you. And Legislator Morton, I want you to be introduced to another very distinguished member of our panel, Rich Logis, who is the principal of RJL Technology. Rich, welcome our special guest.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning, everyone. Ted, thanks for being on here, stepping into the lion's den. Really appreciate it. You're going to be an important voice whom we can cite in this movement. You may tell from my accent, I probably sound like a New Yorker. I live in South Florida. I've been here for 5 years, but I never drop the New York accent. So whenever people ask me if I'm from Florida, I tell them no one in Florida is actually from Florida. So
right.
There's like three people in the whole state who are actually from here. And I did take a look at your bio last night. I was checking out your bio, and I saw that you've got a background in finance also.
Right.
And I used to be a financial advisor many, many years ago, so I suspect that probably was a key selling point for you when you were running for this position. So one thing I want to mention, and Mark Andel did not put me up to this, I promise, and he's not paying me to do this, but I will take money if Mark wants to send me a check. As part of this movement and everything that you're helping to lead, Ted, in the state, in the local legislature, perhaps the legislature can find somewhere in there to really recognize Mark for what he's doing, because Mark is the first person whom I'm aware of in the entire country who's really pioneered this. And there are others. We have many who are part of this show. We have people like Mike Sessions, Jude Watkins. These are people whom you don't know by name, but they're very integral and very important to this movement. Mark's the guy I think about when I think about really one of the pioneers here. So if you guys can find it within the bill and or perhaps a recognition and an honor for Mark, I'd ask that you please consider that on behalf of us at the show.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I wanted to just mention before we get any further, Mr. Morton, we have a special initiative that we've been running. It's going to be 3 years this coming November. Every November, we promote November as Made in America Month. This is something possibly you could join the legislation to by saying we're going to start it in November and continue it forever and ever. But every November, we go out of our way to ask our listeners and our supporters to do things to make sure that they support National Small Business Weekend. Number one, go out of their way to make November as American Made Month. Go out and vote. Support Veterans Day. Look for American Made items. Promote American Made during their Thanksgiving celebrations. Promote efforts like Black Friday, but with American Made flavor to it. And also, go everything that you're doing for that holiday season, the last quarter of the year, to go out in with the idea in mind that you are going to support American Made. This may also be something I'll ask that Mark get that information to you, and I'll ask Henry if he'll send it out to your representatives as well.
Ted, I'd like to ask you, I know sure. The four-step process you mentioned, so it'll end up going to Mark Polling Cars, after, which is our Erie County executive, after your Congress votes on it, the 11, correct?
This Friday.
Oh, it will go, okay. And how does Mark feel about it now? I know Mark. How have you ran it? I see in the one article that you, I think you ran it by him, but... you know, this is so big and so many people know it. And, you know, I've been with
right.
Bach, you know, Bach, who's inventing the tablet.
Yep.
I'm just putting tablets in my store. I've been right with them in the beginning, and they care and get the same. They do it for the right reasons, too. And a lot of people in West New York believe. Of course, my father was a local six and worked at Ford. And, you know, we got a lot of friends and family in Buffalo. I think it's a great – it was the second largest, of course, city in the country at one point, but manufacturing capital. Is Mark on board, do you feel?
The only comment I've seen from our county executive is he expressed concern that it may violate state law in terms of, you know, purchasing the lowest reasonable product. So other than that, he has not made any public comments on it that I know of.
Ted, if I can jump in there.
Sure.
That's, to me, so far, the only opposition I've heard to the bill. Do you face any other arguments or people disagreeing with the legislation?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I'm out talking to people all the time, individuals, residents, business people, whatever. I have not heard anyone opposed to this. So it is something, you know, the county executive in the past has proposed local laws, and it's been questionable whether it would violate state or federal laws. And his comment has always been, I'm going to do what's right for the people of Erie County. Well, I feel the same way about this law. And I would hope if he has any negative feelings on it, the citizens of Erie County rise up and call and email him and express their opinions to him, you know, about their feelings on it. So hopefully... it's something that he gets on board. But, you know, I'll tell you, as I had said in a local interview last week, I park in the county parking lot when I'm downtown on official business. And the entire fleet of county vehicles, I've never seen a foreign-made car there. They're all Ford and General Motors, and which is a great, great thing. But my point is that in this day and age, perhaps the county could have saved $1,000 or $2,000 per vehicle buying Korean or Japanese. But they didn't. They did it because we have thousands of, I'm hoping, thousands of local Chevy and Ford workers in our county that live here, pay taxes, support our county government, and we're supporting them. Well, if we can do it with automobiles, why can't we do it with everything? So
and there was
his concern is that, you know, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but if his concern is it could violate state law about, you know, buying the lowest reasonable cost, you know, right now, is that always being followed? So, and again, as I said in the TV interview, to me, the term reasonable going forward should include, is it made in America?
Yeah. You know, Ted, I'm going to help you after this show because we have 60,000 Facebook friends, and I have 7 channels of social media. We got friends across the country. But we're going to really push this for you for Friday. What you just said is what it's all about. It's the right thing to do. There's a beautiful American-made movie. You know, we'll make sure you get the copy. And we've got friends, the governor of Georgia, we had turned it into a national curriculum, and it's in every Georgia school now being taught. You've got a lot of help behind you with us. So I'm going to help you as much as we can get this word out to Mark and the importance of it.
So, Ted, are you familiar with they redecked the Verrazano Bridge, and they bought Japanese or Chinese steel and all of the hubbub about it? Did that not result in a bill that said that you had to source those kind of purchases from American companies?
Now, that was what, New York State you're referring to?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that just apparently that just passed a few weeks ago. My understanding is when it was working its way through the state legislature, they're trying to make it, again, for all purchases above $100,000 at the state level. And for some reason, the final thing that was approved was basically road and bridge material. So it was really stripped down, but at least it's a start. And, you know, there's no doubt about that, you know, the thousands upon thousands of hardworking steel workers that we have here in America, for something, a bridge that important, to be buying something from China, you know, whereas, as I've said, again, whether they're automobile workers in Erie County or the tens of thousands of other manufacturers, employees or owners, whatever, these people that live here, they own homes, they pay property taxes, they buy goods and services in Erie County, they pay sales tax. Property tax and sales tax are our two main sources of revenue. And it is shameful when a decision is made to neglect the people that fund the government here locally, and then we turn around and buy something from Mexico or India or China because we're saving 3% or 5% or whatever. I mean, we're cutting our foot off here. And it's gone on far too long, not only in America, but here in Erie County. Our population peaked 50 years ago. America has added 130 million people since the 1970 census. Erie County is down by 200,000 people in population. The trade policies that were agreed to in the 70s, 80s, and 90s have devastated Erie County and Western New York. So, yeah, I'm proud to sponsor this program because, again, these are the men and women that I see all the time that are hardworking, you know, great citizens, and it's something that we at the county level should support. And again, as I said earlier, hopefully all other counties throughout America at some point, you know, do the same thing.
Well, you know, Ted, if you get through this in Erie County, we will push to get this on a national level because, as I said, there was a piece of legislation in Washington by then Representative John Carney. And as
right.
soon as they got it, they tabled it. There wasn't even a lot of, you know, noise about it. And it just sat there till the end of the Congress and it died. Representative Carney is now governor of Delaware, and that legislation just got pushed under the table because there were certain people who objected to it. Now, you starting in Erie County, you have much more of an opportunity to get this because you right. have your local people behind you. You can get the people behind you, whereas in Washington, they need an example from someone like you to really get things moving.
Could somebody please explain to me, is there posted a reasonable argument about why Carney's legislation wouldn't pass? Why we don't want to buy American? What's the argument here?
Well, if you look up on the internet, anybody can do that. It's H.R. 4409, and it was in the 114th Congress. H.R. 4409, Made in America Act of 2016. It went nowhere because they just didn't want to allow the anger of the foreign importers and all to, you know, reach their individual desks. They figured, table it and be done with it. It's well-read legislation. You can check out the entire bill, and you'll see what it is. I would add a few things in there. I'm sure that the representative, Morton, would do the same thing. But the bottom line is, Ted, what you're doing is so important to this movement to change America, you can't even imagine. Yeah. Because you're putting your head on a chopping block. Because you can either go one way or the other. I think you're going to go up and not down.
Yeah, and Ted, I brought up before George Washington's first agenda general was to have his suit made here in America. Abraham Lincoln wanted the railroad tracks laid here and, you know, the train. Everybody had, this is not common, you know, it is common sense. It's not that difficult. Consumers have the power to change this country, and what you're doing is by turning it into a law. We always said we want 50-50 fair trade. 3 weeks ago when the president released the Made in America Week, you know, I was called, interviewed locally, then nationally. Japan called me, interviewed me for the country. They all believe we became the consumer of the world, you know, and China's the factory of the world, probably be Vietnam next. It was Japan. What you're doing is, you know, taking it to another level, our president did. We've got to just keep carrying it through. So, again, hats off to you. This is huge. Our movement's been huge. We've been doing it on a radio show. I've been with Mike for 4 years. I've been 7 years on the Made in America Store movement. It's just a huge thing, and thank you, because we need more Ted Mortons.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate your comments. And, you know, and again, I hope and pray that my 10 other colleagues, you know, see the light on this. Channel, our local NBC station, did an interview with me last week, and they did a poll, and I think it was 70-30 that the people that texted in or something were in favor, you know, of this. So it seems to have overwhelming support. And, of course, the people I talk to personally, just not even business people or just citizens, they may be retired or not, oftentimes they kind of look at me like, well, isn't that common sense? And of course it is. Of course it is, because we're helping our fellow neighbors. I'm 58 years old. I've lived in Erie County my entire life. My father worked at the Ford stamping plant in Woodlawn as a blue-collar laborer his entire life. So I come from that type of background. And again, in my entire life, I have seen Erie County do nothing but decline. And we have some of the hardest working, most dedicated employees in America here. Like I said, hundreds of second, third, fourth generation of families that have their roots here that are world class in what they make. And, you know, again, the fact that we at the county or any level of government would say, you know what, maybe we can save a few percentage points by not buying American, that is so wrong. And again, hopefully it's something that changes here real soon in Erie County, and it spreads across America.
As a finance guy, I'm very confident, excuse me, that you are going to be able to show that it actually isn't cheaper long term. It's actually not. So Larkin, I'm not answering your question as agreeing with this answer, but the myth of our dependency and addiction to cheap goods costs more in the long run. It does. So I'm confident, Ted, that because you know finance, and again, I'm sure that was a selling point getting you elected, you can show that to people and say, well, yeah, but it's 2%, 3%, 5% cheaper from China, India, Singapore, the Philippines, wherever. It's not, though. In reality, it is. People think it is, but it's really not.
Well, right. And you're absolutely right when I refer to it being cheaper. It is in the short term. And again, Erie County is the poster child for the longer term. What happens with those bad trade policies? I mean, it's amazing to think how America has grown with population in the last 50 years, and we have declined by 15%. And it, a lot of it is directly related to these types of policies that people have taken short-term gain for long-term pain. You know, very bad, very bad.
Very, it's well. I want to just mention something else. In my travels and speaking with different county executives, they tell me one of the things that has to be rectified in America is not only looking at the bids that come in, but also looking at the bids, how we can benefit our American companies. Very often, you have somebody who gets friendly with a foreign importer, and that company just continues to send in proposals. We want to sell the schools this or the road work or whatever. And they are able to do it without having the people look at the bids. I think all bids in the future should see, well, how are they going to benefit us in this county, in this state first? But they don't do that. Yeah. It's a few people in the procurement office that are able to do this, and they just do whatever they want to do, not concerned about the people who are really living in the county and paying the taxes.
No, you're absolutely correct, you know, with that. And it just goes back to what we've said, how, you know, saving a little bit of money in the short term, whether it's through cozy relationships or just not thinking longer term, but it's just how painful it has been, you know, like I said, to our community. I mean, Erie County, Western New York, going back probably 150 years, has been known as a manufacturing community. And again, I grew up in an era where there were steel plants and several General Motors plants and Ford. You know, the Ford stamping plant had 7,000 employees in the 1970s. They're down to less than 1,000 today. The steel plant, Bethlehem Steel, 25,000 people, zero today. And those are some of the bigger examples that people know of. But as we've talked about, mom and pop places, second, third, fourth generation, obviously some have gone out of business, whatever, but those that have stayed on have prospered in very, very difficult times. And again, I just want to see us doing as much as we can to support, obviously, each and one of those that are neighbors, that support our government and are parts of our community.
Wow. Ted, I admire you. You're a firecracker. You're going to make sure this goes. I know it. I love it. And Mark, you got the best guy in town. And what Rich said, I hope that the legislature over there will recognize Mark Andel in some special way, because he has been an almost unbelievable focal point. I send people to him all the time. They say, oh, my God, what a guy. He came on our bus. He spoke to us. He really is so sincere. We have the sincere people, but we don't have the merchandisers who are concerned about the sincere people like Mark. They'd rather go overseas and bring you an item for $2 from overseas. You sell it at your store for $20, and all the rest of the money is taken up by the loading it up and advertising it locally and shipping it to the stores, whereas Americans could be making that product and you'd really be paying the same amount of money for the item, but the in-between people would make much less. That's right. Where part of our problem is.
And Ted, I'd like to bring up, we recognize and try to help the skilled worker shortage. Again, growing up, Rector said, kid, my father worked at Ford, iron worker, Local 6. But I support P-TECH, Dream It, Do It. We work with Alfred, Iroquois started an internship program, the BOCES. Anywhere I can, because we cannot find workers, and it's a shame that we've taken that out of our schools, the metal shops, the wood shops. So, you know, I always bring up the parents and the guidance counselors. It's a 35-year mistake, so we're always trying to train. I started my own school here at General Welding and Fabricating, but we're always trying, and all this ties together. The more you get them to buy Made in America products, the more we get them to buy Made in America. It's not about me. It's about all the livelihoods we create. The more that they have to set these schools and get these tech schools and industrial arts and classes back, it all works together. This is a 35-year mistake. The 40, it's going to take years to put it back together. But for what we're doing, what you're doing, Ted, again, it's going to really, really cause people to make change.
Well, and I agree wholeheartedly with you on the educational situation here in America. I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs open here in Erie County on skilled labor things that require, you know, the use of hands and things like that. And, you know, for too long, America and probably New York State, just like it, the emphasis for our kids has been, you know, you got to go to a four-year college.
Right.
And, of course, now we see many of them go, rack up $50,000 of debt, and then are unemployable afterwards. But while electricians and welders and carpenters and mechanics, things like that, that can support a person, can support a family, are neglected. And that's another thing that I've been working on actually longer, is trying to get our community college that can pick up some of that slack to do more of that. Because, again, BOCES and other things that used to teach those things when I was in school in the 70s, I was shocked to find out several years ago they just, for the most part, they don't do that anymore at a time when we need people, you know, to do those types of jobs. And those are well-paying jobs.
And it's not one size fits all is what they're trying to push. I just did a speech for Dream It, Do It. There was 21 local Western New York teachers. And it was sad to find out that they have some tech classes in a lot of our schools around, but they have no tech teachers. And again, we talk about the wages are only $40,000 to $50,000 they'd make. They need 6 years of college, 4 years, and then a master's, and then get training. So they'd have to give up their good job to become a teacher. But a lot of these classrooms in our schools in Western New York are sitting open with no teacher right now. So we've already hit the problem. There's no instructors. So, Ted, that's another major, major challenge I've been behind. I'm at 82 employees now. We run right around the clock with General Welding. And we got 7 stores around Western New York and 9 store-in stores. So this is one big working model of how it can work. We're a working model of how people, the doers of the country, can make change, and if they do their part and if they care enough to.
Right, absolutely.
You know, Legislator Morton, I'm going to ask you a big question. Is there anything that you can suggest could be done there in your county schools to get some of those trade programs back on the agenda?
Well, and again, I know you've got a national audience here, but for those that don't know, you know, up north here, in my county, there are 29 different school systems. You go south to Pennsylvania, I believe school systems are based on the county.
Yes.
We have 29 school systems here. We have 4 within my town of 85,000, 4 independent school systems. So they're all run independently. I hear school superintendents talk about that, but it just seems that from my perspective, I have more impact at the community college level, because they have to work with the county, being somewhat a county entity. So it is something that I have more of an impact at the county level. And we have had a new president come in just in the last several weeks, so he's revamping things. But it is something I had been, myself and a few of my colleagues, have been really working hard with the community college here in Erie County to try to get them to develop more and more of these hands-on types of programs.
Beautiful. I will say this, as you continue your efforts doing that, remember that lives are influenced by seventh and eighth grade. That's a selling point to get those classes back. When boys and girls are going from middle school into high school, they have to be given more opportunities. By the time they graduate and go to the community colleges, they've already had 4 or 5 years out of the hands-on possibilities. And when they go to the community colleges, they say, wow, I wish I had this 3 and 4 years ago. I would already be a top expert. But that's something that we had in the schools in the past, but it's not this way any longer. And no one has come up with the magical idea of how are we going to change this thing around.
Well, we're starting, Michael.
We're starting. Ted, I want to tell you, Legislator Morton, I'm so proud to have had you as a guest today. You've gone light years. All I can say is you're light years ahead with all of this. If we can get together and do something with this National Small Business Weekend, the Made in America Month effort, supporting efforts to get the programs back in the school, maybe in the seventh, eighth grades, at least see where the kids are heading. When we were in school, people asked us, what do you feel you would be best suited to do during your adult life? Well, many of those boys and girls said, well, I'll do this. I feel I'll do this. I'm good with my hands. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. They already had some guidance. That's something that's really lacking in our school system today. Going out to some job fairs, when I talk to people, I ask them, well, they say, well, I'm here because I went to college and I learned this. And I said, well, are you good at anything else? And they said, yeah, believe it or not, I'm going to AP Orleans now at night to do heating and air conditioning so I can not only know how to fix stuff, but also run a company. So it's something that we've neglected in America. We've put our focus on so many things that are priorities, but the biggest priority is education and what you do with that education in the future.
Right.
And this all comes back to that oftentimes talked about and nobody does anything about, that instant gratification that has become a part of this country. I mean, you know, I'm asked oftentimes, and I usually reply, that one of the biggest problems that we have in this country is the collapse of the American family. I mean, our problems run very deep. And I think we need legislators and elected officials like Ted Morton who are going to do what my father always told me. I don't care who you're beholden to. I don't care what it is that you think you should do. Do the right thing. And if you do the right thing every time, we wouldn't have been in the situation we're in now. So instant gratification has to go away. It invaded our corporations. It's invaded our school systems. It's invaded everything in the country, and a lot of it brought on by, you know, the instant gratification created by the internet. So I don't know exactly how you tackle a problem that insidious, but somewhere along the line, we have got to get back to the basics, educate our children. And do whatever it is. And you know why the American family has collapsed? The American family has collapsed because there are no jobs. So Made in America, let's get everybody back working. And the correction of these issues will start to hit us.
Well said, Larkin. Wow. You know, Legislator Morton, I want to just ask you to do something. When you're free, take a look at the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. On that front page, you will see the United States debt clock. That alone has been an almost instant eye-opener for people. I know a gentleman who was working on the debt clock, and it went from a small presentation. We've got about 3 additional columns now on the right side as a result of working together in the last 15 years. And now we have a better idea of what is happening in America, where we've been, where we can go in the future if we put our nose to the grindstone and move forward. please take a look at that. It's the U.S. debt clock on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, where you'll also see a photo of Rich Loges, who you spoke with today, Larkin Conley, and the very, very well-known Mark Andel, who is a member of your Erie County area up there in New York. Mark, what else would you like to ask our very special guest?
Yeah, no, I'm just proud. Ted's from our area and understands. I've been with I always joke I'm with the American Party. I've been with all our executive senators, giving up the House floor. I've been to Washington, invited to the White House, told my bus story. It's been a great ride, Ted, but what you're doing is giving people hope. They're counting on you. You got our team fired up last week. We appreciate it. I seen the article come out, and it's funny. Just remember, my door is always open, whatever you need. I just know that you've got a lot of people behind you. They believe. I'm at the Erie County Fair now, Ted, and you know how busy that is. And we go, this is my 28th year, and we've got a 6,000-square-foot Made in America store tied with the New York State Lottery, and it's just busy. But we hear thank yous every day. Just we give people hope, but they don't know. They ask me, why are you so alone on this, Mark? Why don't they come aboard with you? You know, I joke it's not sexy enough, but this is very, very important. Us on this show and our team believe that the Made in America movement can solve most of our troubles in this country, and you have to produce more than you can consume as a nation, and we know this, and there's a great American-made movie out. Ted, I'd like to invite you this September to come see it. There's another viewing. The Buffalo International Film Festival just brought it back up. It's being taught in all Georgia schools, and it's just a great documentary film, and it metaphors baseball, and it shows where American manufacturing was after World War II, where we are today. But, you know, thank you again. Any help and support, you've got us behind you. You got to keep it moving, and like you said, Western New York's a great, great area, and this country deserves this, but people like you can make that difference.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and we will certainly, I know, Mark, you'll see it. It'll probably be on the news on Friday, but we will certainly let you folks know what is happening with this so that you can follow it over the next several weeks and hopefully to victory on election night.
Well, let me say this to you, Ted. Remember one thing, that what you do in Erie County, New York, we're going to try to get to happen nationally. Your example, your bill is going to do the trick, because we need it to start somewhere. And you always need a focal point. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. You are the first step, and man, I'm very proud to have you had been on our broadcast today. And I know that Dr. Loges would like to say a few words to you.
Yeah, Ted, again, thank you so much, you know, for your efforts. And I agree that what you start on a local level, you can really trailblaze across the country. I've got my one-year-old sitting on my lap right now. Usually my rants put her to sleep, so she's getting a little tired right now, but... You know, you mentioned our youth, and you know, we think about this all the time. What kind of place, what kind of country we're going to leave to our kids? And Larkin's, you know, as usual, he's right on. And when we talk about our families and lack of economic opportunity, we've got to start doing things that are going to benefit our communities and Americans. And Made in America is no better way to do that. So thank you for your efforts.
Thank you.
And Larkin Conley, I know you want to have some final thoughts for our guest.
Well, you know, I'm Ted. I've been politically involved since the Nixon era, which makes me, I guess, older and dirt. But I'll be the first one to tell you, politics starts locally. That's where the rubber meets the road. And what you're doing is magnificent. I completely support it. If there's any way I can help, please let me know. And, you know, good work. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, Ted, I'm going to ask if you would this year. I'm sure that the legislature puts forth all kinds of resolutions. If you could introduce something to promote American Made Month during November, it would be a great public relations thing.
I certainly will.
In the state of Pennsylvania, we have our Senator Sabatina and our state representative, John Taylor, who always helps us promote these kinds of things, and our lieutenant governor. So I would ask, I'll make sure that Mark gets that information to you, and I will send it to you personally, because this is how we change people's minds. One vote at a time will make reality come about. Well, Legislator Morton, I want to say thank you for being with us today. I want to say thank you to Larkin Conley, Mark Andel, and to Rich Logis, because this is what it's all about. And Legislator Morton, I want you to please keep us posted. If you would stay in touch with Mark, I know that Mark always keeps us posted on things happening there. And if you could, Mark, if you could get the legislator a copy of the movie, that would be another very positive thing for him to have during his campaign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you see that movie, Ted, and you're going to be very impressed the way Mark and his supporters and the people behind the movie have done things to try to educate people and bring them around. I've shown it to many people. We've had it viewed at a number of theaters in Philadelphia. I'm trying now to work with our PBS station to have it promoted during the month of November so that we can celebrate American Made Month. So many good things are happening. Legislator Ted Morton, District 8, Erie County Legislature, I want to tell you, you were a wonderful guest. Thank you for taking the time. I can see that you're a very sincere person. We wish you the very best this Friday and in all future endeavors to get this moving and get this on the books. And from Erie County, we go through America.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you,
Larkin, Ted. And Mark, thank you all. God bless. Until this Saturday at 11 or next Wednesday at 11, I wish all of you the very best. Have a great one.
Have a great week, guys.